Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Before we get started with this incredible episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, I have to take a minute and shout out my 958 Patreon supporters. I say it all the time, but this podcast would not exist were it not for your support. And not only have you guys allowed me to make multiple seasons of SUP, you're also allowing me to make season one recaps, which are live on the Patreon right now. You can go to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast to hear the first three episodes recapping season one of Vanderpump Rules. New episodes are being released every Monday only on the Patreon. So get it while the getting's good. And even better news is if 42 more people sign up, I'm going to be doing a recap season covering season two of Vanderpump Rules for my Patreon supporters. So think about becoming a patron of this podcast. If you've enjoyed this season of me talking to my fellow lollers, pump heads, geniuses about Vanderpump Rules, then there are more lols where that came from. And they're waiting for you to get involved. And you can get involved by visiting www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Once you visit that site, it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter of the pod. And for as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to bonus episodes that are released on a weekly basis and all the season one recap episodes that have been released thus far. It's pretty worthwhile investment, I'd say. If you're getting consistent lols for a dollar, not too bad. So, you know, mull it over, visit the website. Again, it's www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And now, without further ado, I give you this week's episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you be both. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I have a really exciting guest today, and I know that I say that every time, but every guest is just very exciting to me. It is Farai Bennett.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
And we have like a bit of a different origin story of how you came to be a guest on this podcast. Basically, you caught my attention on Facebook when you posted one of my favorite videos I've seen of 2018.
Me dancing in the Sir Alley.
Yeah, living your truth in the Sir Alley.
You know what's so funny is that I had been to like Sir at least a good like 12 times before that. Mm-hmm. And my ex-boss Natasha, who's now like one of my really good friends, mm-hmm. She was like, have you not been to the back alley yet? I'm like, how do we get there? I've always wanted to go. And little do I know, it's like this side spot on like, what's that cross street? Melrose.
Yeah.
And like, it's so open. And tip, if you go there, you can park for free if there's a parking spot.
Oh yeah. That's a really hot tip.
I parked there like after that. But yeah, so we were in the back alley and we were living our best life because we had just saw James Kennedy at Sir.
Mm-hmm. Was he spinning?
Oh, he was spinning off of his Spotify playlist.
Love. A true professional. International DJ.
Oh, international. My own little white Kanye, or I guess he is, Ray J now. He was denounced.
Oh, white Ray J. Yeah, he was brought down a couple pegs. Yeah.
I lived for that, by the
I
way.
I lived for it. So you went into the alley. You blasted the theme song to Vanderpump Rules.
We made friends in the alley, Natasha and I. I forget who they are. I was obviously drunk.
They're such good friends, clearly.
Oh, I mean, hopefully they listen to this and remember me, but they were there smoking cigs like they were Kristen and Tom Sandoval. And
the alley brings people together.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's always been a uniting force.
Oh, it was awesome. And then literally we're all talking, and then I don't know what possessed me. I wanted to take pictures like by the wall where it says Sir. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, here I am, just like praying like against the sign. And then I'm having a full-fledged photo shoot. Like, yeah, here
you're like voguing essentially.
Exactly. And then thanks to Apple Music, this wonderful theme song is on there, and I'm like, you know what, guys, you only get to do this once. Mm-hmm. So actually, I'll probably do it 5 more times the next time I go. But
yeah, everyone has to have their alley moment. Like, I definitely had my own alley photo shoot, and everyone does it a little differently. So I was really excited that yours included like interpretive dance and just like a celebration of joy to be in the alley. Oh, yeah.
Did the cooks hear you when you're in the alley?
No, I don't think so. Did they hear you?
Oh, the cooks saw me, and like I was waving, and they were, I'm sure, but they kind of rolled their eyes. They were probably just like, what the fuck?
They're like, another.
Another one. Again.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was very, I felt like a free spirit. Like, there was no security.
No, there's absolutely no security. It's a very, like, it's not a secure location.
I mean, if there was security, there wouldn't have been a fire, wouldn't have been.
No, yeah,
Lisa.
I think people would have been a little bit more on it. But maybe there's no security for a reason.
Yeah.
So that fires can happen and insurance scams can take place.
Honestly, I kind of believe you, and Jeremy already gives me the creeps. So, and that money slide.
The money slide, like everything.
I was like,
it's not adding up totally.
This totally turned into an episode of The Sopranos. Am I watching Bravo or TNT? Like, I was like, what is going on here? And why is Jeremy still in the storyline? I'm so over him.
He's like so tangential at this point. Like, they refer to him, but they just won't give it up to him, like, to give his own storyline. But I don't really blame them, because he's not that interesting to me.
Does he have any teeth? I like get really
he kind of
confused.
He kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Not to like hop on the like creep train, but like I'm still traumatized by that video of him at Stassi's wedding. And I feel like that did not get really explicitly called out in the way that it truly needed to be addressed.
Yeah, everyone just kind of grazed over that. I was like, whoa, okay. I'm not saying Stassi's an angel. She's far from it.
But yeah.
That was weird. Katie saying predatory, a little unnecessary, but like, I mean, we were all thinking it.
Yeah.
But still, that just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it was just awkward, because I feel like if you're like a woman, chances are you've probably been in a situation like that with a guy that's just like too handsy and like pushy. And
yeah,
even though maybe nothing happened, it still is like incredibly uncomfortable. And it was an opportunity for a learning experience, and we just never got it.
Exactly.
Instead, it got to be about like how they ruined Billy Lee's excitement for her date.
I hate Billy Lee. Can we just talk about that? I do not fuck with her. She is so annoying. Like, she literally is like, oh my God, she's the worst. Like,
you're not down with Billy Lee.
I was down with her at first. I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, she's trans. Like, that's something different on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
And like, that has nothing to do with why I hate her. I just think that everyone on the show is thirsty, but like, she's doing the absolute most. Like, first of all, I really would appreciate if someone told me someone was creepy. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be like, thank you for saying that to me.
Yeah, I'd be like, thank you. Like,
you're looking out for me. Like, that's not meant to be an attack on you or something to hurt you. That's
exactly.
Just like,
and to me, that was never really malicious. They were just like, yo, he's creepy. If there was no evidence, I'd be like, sketch.
Yeah, they had the receipts that showed it.
Yeah, they showed the receipts. So they were just like, and they were happy for her at the end. They were like, well, we just want to tell you, and they dropped it. And then all of a sudden, Tom Sandoval marches in, like, he's trying to tell me, like, teach me a lesson. Like, bros, like, it wasn't like that, I swear. Like, you were complaining, and I'm just, oh my God, I can't stand him either. But like, but I'm just like, were you there? Like,
yeah, it was not the look. And then the way that it got turned into like Billy Lee kind of coming for Stassi in the reunion, I was like, this isn't making sense to me.
Yeah. And then Lisa's like, oh, well, she was excited and you brought, and I'm like, Lisa, are we watching the same show?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like none of us are watching the same show as the cast.
Well,
like,
clearly Sheena's not watching any of the show. Sheena's
fast forwarding and like not trying to live through another relationship. Okay.
Which also doesn't make sense that she said that. I call bullshit, because if you're not trying to relive it, aren't all your scenes about your relationship?
Yeah. That confused me, because like at first she said she just fast forwarded through other people's scenes, and then she was like, no, I didn't want to relive my relationship. So I'm like, are you just fast forwarding through the whole thing?
Right?
Like, I'm unclear.
And I'm like, and your scenes aren't like that like amazing by yourself.
No. I'm worried about Sheena, like where she's going to fall in like the hierarchy of cast next season, because
I'm not. Sheena is totally gonna get back on her hoe shit.
Yeah.
Eddie Cibrian, her John Mayer, allegedly.
Well, you saw her interview about the John Mayer situation.
I didn't see it, actually.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to have to loop you in on that, because she gave like an entire interview about like them hooking up that was like 8 minutes long.
She sold it to Star Magazine.
It was like some website that I've never heard of. Like, you would be interested.
The Jasmine brand. Oh my God, that's so awful. I love the Jasmine brand. Just kidding.
What is the Jasmine brand?
That's a great question.
So, okay, let's get into this reunion, because there's a bit to unpack. And it got, like, surprisingly emotional in a way that I didn't expect it to.
Yeah, I was moved by the Lala and James thing.
Yeah, same. So we start off part three of the reunion getting into Jax and James's unlikely friendship. And they've really bonded this season. And we got to see, like, a good montage of their, like, greatest hits of friendship over the season. And my personal favorite is when they're, like, in Mexico, wasted, and Jax is like, you've got to come over, man, because I have a drum machine now.
And he's like, I know, I heard you had drums. And I was like, okay, I would hardly call that a drum machine. That's like me saying I have a dance floor, but it's really, like, a dance revolution.
Yeah, band. It's like, a little bit of, like, an electric drum kit that you, like, bop around on and maybe played one time.
Definitely on sale at Target for $59.
They're very similar, even though Jax is 13 years older than James, which I didn't really realize. Obviously I know that Jax is like a million years older than everyone, but then that really put things into perspective for me when I was like, oh my God.
I didn't realize that difference. I was actually, when I was watching that, I'm like, so when Jax was 13, James was like a fetus.
Yeah. James was like a baby, just been born, and was like the godchild of George Michael, and like things were very different back then.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Definitely.
Lala's really skeptical of their relationship, because obviously, Jax, like, turned on James and tried to spread the rumor that he, like, and Kristen fucked in Mexico. And then Jax is like, I did say that.
I know. He's like, I said that. Like, yeah, I love when Jax always, like, admits to things he says, because he thinks it, like, makes him clear of all his past deeds. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I said that. And then it's like he pauses for everyone to be like, oh, my God, Jax, you're great again. And then everyone's just like, so cool, like, thanks for admitting it, like, but you're still a douche.
Yeah, what was weird was that later in the episode when they brought it up again, he was like, I never said that. And everyone was like, you did.
You said it.
And, like, so I don't think he ever knows what's going on. Like, I think he's just always trying to say whatever will get him out of...
He brought up Me Too, and we're like, that's not how you... Jax, oh my God.
Dark cloud on the reunion.
I swear to God, Rose McGowan was going to come from out of the shadows and, like, say something.
No, Rose McGowan's spirit just, like, lifts up from the floor, and, like...
Jax is just levitating in his reunion chair, and he's just, like,
she, like, breaks
around
his neck. He falls to the ground.
You just hear the echoes of rotten hell.
Rose's revenge. She takes Brittany under her wing and takes her into, like, the spirit world, where she teaches her how to be a woke female in 2018.
And it's all documented for E.
Yeah, and then it's like Rose gives interviews crying in the bathtub, because, like, she loves a weep in the bathroom interview.
She does a bathroom and at the Barnes & Noble when she's yelling at people.
Yeah. Lala is being kind of hypocritical in that moment, because she is, like, friends with all the women of the show when she was, like, enemies with them last season. But I still really maintain that they're kind of using her for her connections to like the film industry and like her man's access to private jets and stuff.
I didn't even think about them using her. I didn't even know her like boyfriend was that big of a guy until I saw them on Instagram at...
at the Cannes Film Festival.
Okay, I was calling it Canise for like the longest time. No. And then I was at work and this guy at my job.
Canise?
Yeah. And this guy at my job was like, look, he literally looks at me. He's like, it's con. And I was just like, shit. But like, first of all, Lala at con, I was like, now this is the type of upgrade that I need in my life.
I need.
Like, I'm glamour. A host yeah. at a restaurant, quote and unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how do I even ask for a time off? Like when I'm doing something like that, like I'm like, "Hi, Guillermo. So like, I'm going to Cannes.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a few days."
I don't think she's like even a host at Sir anymore. I think it's only for the show because I don't see how she can balance.
Have
you seen her there when you've been there?
No, but she was on Instagram Live one day and she's like, I'm getting ready for my shift at Sir. This was like a couple weeks ago. And she was like, I'm going to show you guys all my beauty makeup tips. So like literally she's doing this like as she's getting ready for her shift at Sir. And then she's Instagram Live-ing herself walking into Sir. And she's like, oh my God, hey, ooh, hi guys. And then she walks outside for like 2 seconds and all these people are like, Lala, oh my God. She's like, hi guys, look at my Instagram Live. And I'm like, wait, aren't you supposed to be inside? Like, seat those people who came to see you.
Like, I love, like, here I am at my job, and then you have adoring fans, and then you're just, like, Instagram living and
right?
not answering the phone. It's, like, it's sus. I think that that's, like, a publicity stunt, or that might be worked into their contracts, that they have to work one shift a month. And broadcast the fact that they're going into work to then get people to go to the restaurant that day.
Yeah.
And then they can, like, show up and, like, be there for 20 minutes and then leave.
I know.
Or like get cut off their shift because there's too many people.
And then the real employee comes and
yeah, like the actual like sad ponytail girl who answers the phone.
I wonder what the real employees like think about that. They're just like, ah, like shit.
I wonder if they're because I think a lot of them have tried to like fuck their way onto the show, but it hasn't worked. Like Ellie and Gigi both were trying.
Gigi was a mess, but I liked Ellie.
I liked Ellie. Because Ellie took the photo of her and James in bed, right?
That was some...
She was smart.
Mariska Hargitay SVU shit. That was awesome. I was like, oh, she had the date. Like, oh my God, there's nothing I love more than a good receipt.
Yeah. She really brought it and was like playing the game the right way. And then Gigi just like... She just didn't have what it takes.
That was my favorite episode of Vanderpump Rules, by the way.
That was one of the best episodes ever, I would say. Everyone was on their real psychotic shit.
Oh, yeah. Sheena planting that whole thing, I have to give it to her. Her shenanigans
really Sheena's worked shenanigans, out that time. They worked out. Kristen was, like, on one, just showing up with Carter, trying to ruin James's life.
No, I loved that when she walked in with Carter, and then she was like, hey, guys, what's up? Drink in hand, everything. Oh, my God. I miss crazy Kristen so much.
I know. I think we've seen the last of crazy Kristen, maybe.
Yeah, and then who are we gonna get? Fucking Billy Lee. I'm like, oh great, just shoot me now.
I think that Billy Lee, like, I have a feeling that she's gonna be really entertaining to watch, but she could go into like total nightmare mode. Like, she's gonna be the reality star that you like hate to love and love to hate.
I know. She's gonna be a Laura Lee.
She could be a Laura Lee. Yeah. I have a feeling that like all this like hype is gonna go to her head really quickly and she'll be a villain next season.
It's
and
already
then,
going to her head. She's like a poster for Brunch with Billy with Sounds by James. First of all, Spotify by James Kennedy. And like, and I'm just like, how is she being promoted already? Like, who is going to this Brunch with Billy?
A lot of people are going to Brunch with Billy Lee.
I am not. I will take my goat cheese balls to go. And I will enjoy the sounds of James Kennedy from my saved Snapchat stories.
Yeah, I think she's going to have a big villain moment, and then she'll have like a redemption season later down the line.
And
where
then
she's
the apology
like,
tour.
Where she'll have apologies and she'll have to be brought back down to earth. And then everyone's going to be like, God, I fucking love Billy Lee. Like, it's going to be kind of like a Stassi similar thing.
Is that what we're going to be saying about Dorit next season on Beverly Hills? By the way, I like Dorit. I like that she's
I like
villain.
Dorit. Yeah. She is someone that it's like, I have like a visceral, like, oh my God, you're so insane, but I love it.
And no, that's I like, love it too. She's like Brandy Glanville, but not as trashy and like actually rich.
Yeah. And I have like that. I have a real soft spot in my heart for Sheena. Like, I just love her shenanigans. Like, she's so, it's so misguided, and like, she's just really like struggling through everything, like just does not know how to crack the code of like anything she does, but it's like heartwarming to watch.
I don't know if you saw, but like, do you remember when everyone like left the reunion and like were comforting Lala? Yeah. And Stassi and James are just sitting in their seats, and Sheena's like, well, and just picks up her phone and like starts taking a selfie. Yeah, I love the unself-awareness. I will say this though, I've met Sheena once in person. I actually have a picture with her on my Instagram, and she was very nice and very sweet. But then again, I don't know her personally, so I still think she's shitty. But she was very nice meeting face to face, and I bought a raffle ticket from her. So
like, raffle ticket for what?
I was at World Dog Day in 2016, and I was like, Sheena, oh my God, let me have a photo. And she was like, oh my God, yeah, do you want to get like a raffle ticket from us? And like, I got a raffle ticket.
Love that.
She was dope. She was having a great time. She was eating like a corn on the cob, like something like that.
Wow.
Maybe it was like a banana split. I think it was banana split.
Whoa. A departure, a cheat day for
this
Sheena.
This was married Sheena.
Though. Oh, this was before she was like,
was
got
like
on her fitness tip.
She,
and
like, yeah.
Okay. Wow. So she was just living.
Yeah. She was just living her best life.
Living her life, having a banana split at World Dog Day, just selling raffle tickets and taking selfies with fans.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like delightful.
I didn't go to this year's World Dog Day.
I was going to go, and then I was just having a day where I was like, I don't know if I can really handle the energy of Vanderpump Rules like on my Saturday.
They were filming. I was right. Some people were like, no, they're not. And they were.
They were. Well, there will always be next year. And it's
true.
The great thing about World Dog Day is it's just going to get bigger and better over time.
I know. And Lance Bass will always be hosting it. He's like the Ryan Seacrest of American Idol, but for World Dog Day.
Yeah, he's Lisa's personal Ryan Seacrest.
I know. I always wonder, I'm like, what do Lance Bass and Lisa talk about?
They just love each other.
Would be friends with the most D-list Backstreet
Boy. Oh, yeah.
Boy.
That's like, that was kind of her in to like the LGBT community, I feel like. Like around season two was like the first, or season one of Vanderpump Rules was the first time she ever did like a pride float.
Yeah.
And like then Lance Bass was on that episode, like supporting Sir's foray into Pride Day. And like, I feel like it all kind of timed up to be like, oh, I'm a big like advocate for the LGBTQ community.
Ask Lance Bass.
Ask Lance.
He'll vouch for me.
Yeah. Ugh, we get into Stassi's like boring fucking event planning storyline.
Okay. I am going to defend this.
Okay. Yeah. So you... Part of the reason I wanted to have you on is because you are a fan of Stassi.
I am a fan of Stassi.
And you own it and you love it. And
I don't give a shit what anybody says. People can tell me Stassi's racist, Stassi's this, Stassi hates fucking the human race. Whatever. I don't watch reality TV for morality. Like, it's honestly awful because every time I do watch a reality show, I catch myself rooting for all the worst people. But there's some people I don't like on reality TV just because I think they're actually horrible in person. But I think this about Stassi. And I kind of feel bad for Stassi. Because, well, let's get into the event planning.
Do you believe
thing first.
Her event planning storyline?
Oh, no, it's so fake. But here's my thing. I feel like Stassi is the main reason why all of us watch this show. You cannot deny it. If it wasn't for her being crazy, wanting to put a dildo in acid and give it to Kristen to ruin her insides, just all this crazy shit that she has said and done the first two seasons of the show, if it wasn't for her, this show would not have taken off. Like, was I supposed to rely on pre-season four Katie Maloney to sustain my reality?
She was a non-entity, essentially.
Oh,
like, she did
was
not,
nothing.
Yeah, she didn't really exist until, like, season four or five. And I will agree with you there. Like, Stassi definitely did usher Vanderpump Rules into the juggernaut that it is today.
Right.
Seasons one and two.
And I get what Sandoval saying, like, oh, like, we didn't quit. But, like, first of all, Kristen got fired.
Yeah.
Who else got fired again?
Kristen got fired. Lala just left.
Lala left. She came back and was a hostess.
Yeah.
But I feel like Lisa just really respects Stassi and knows that she needed a storyline and it's actually something that she would be into. or to pretend to be into.
Yeah, there was no way to organically work her into the show because it's like, what is she going to do? Like,
right.
Patrick won't film with her except for like a few times, and he's like a nightmare.
He is a nightmare.
Like, and she doesn't have anything else going on. Like, what, you're going to follow her like podcast? Like,
yeah,
she has to have some sort of reason to be like in the mix of other characters' storylines on the show. So I get that it was like a necessary thing, but I'm also just like resentful that we're being, as an audience, like people, like that it's even being talked about in this serious way on the reunion when Sandoval's okay. like, why wasn't she a waiter? You fucking know why she wasn't,
a waiter. Yeah,
like,
right?
Shut up.
And also, here's another thing. It's like this. Sandoval, you don't deserve this fucking restaurant that Lisa Vanderpump is building for you. So the fact that you're even... The fact that you're mad that Stassi's fake job supersedes your fake job is ridiculous to me. All your jobs are fake. Like, you're, and she didn't even really boss them around. Like, and I feel bad for her because I feel like Stassi is really like, I feel like she could really go full throttle again if she wanted to.
Yeah.
But she just went, she did it too much the last time.
And I feel like she knows now, like, she's so, she has more to lose now. I mean, she has like a brand and she has gone like full throttle ignorant on her podcast. And that has really not worked out well for her.
Agreed.
So I don't think that she has the kind of freedom that she had when she was just like a struggling model actor in West Hollywood working at Sir, just trying to make a name for herself.
And now she has a lot of followers. Now she has sponsors that I think she got back, I guess, if she's still doing this.
But. Yeah. I think that we'll see. I'm excited to see her next season, like with her boyfriend. Like,
they
cool. they could have like a cute relationship like storyline on the show, and I'm like open to seeing it, and like I definitely don't hate Stassi as much at the end of this season as I did at the end of last season.
It's just like last season, but here's the thing, last season I lived for everything that she did because I was like, I was so reminded why like she belongs on this show. Like everything she did was so absolutely horrible.
What did she do last season? I can't even remember.
Crying, basically ruined Lala's life, which I really, really thoroughly enjoyed because I did not like Lala at the time. And just like her crying in the bathroom because Ariana wouldn't do what she said. And then her ganging up on Sheena.
Oh my God, yeah.
Just like all these horrible things. And she was just so nasty. But I was like,
She was more of...
She was born for reality TV.
She was. And even if she didn't, like rewatching the season one like episodes now and doing those episodes for the Patreon, like I'm realizing that had this show not worked out for Stassi, she would have found her way on another show.
Oh, like, she would have. She's been on like two other shows.
Yeah, she like knows what you need to do to make like good reality television.
Yeah.
And like, I will say, I'll give her props for not being as much of a victim this season as she was last. I mean, she's still like wading in like the victim kiddie pool, but she's definitely not in like the deep end anymore.
No, she's not. And,
so,
and I'm glad that she really like owned up to being like really submissive to Patrick and stuff, because Patrick was like...
That was... I just got a full bone chill thinking about Patrick. He is like... so gross.
Do you know what he looks like? I always like was wondering. Okay, I was watching like Spy Kids the other day. Mm-hmm. You know those like thumbs that like are, that's what he looks like. I was like, he looks like a thumb.
He kind of looks like a Jimmy Neutron look or something.
Yeah.
Or like a,
he, and his mom like made him get a haircut because he like had to, and he's like bitching about it.
And
he's
like the curly bun is like so gross.
That was nasty. And I don't think that he looks like the type of person I'm like holding.
He's just
your
like, no, it's fine.
He looks like the type of person that doesn't use real conditioner. He looks like the type of person that uses 3-in-1 and like expects it to work.
Yeah, or like he just doesn't take shower. Like he's the kind of guy that like doesn't wash his hair for like weeks at a time.
Right.
And he's like, the natural oils are good for me. And you're just like, you're sick.
A natural face wipe would be great for
you. That would be great. He's very shiny, very ruddy, and just like an abrasive personality and a true nightmare. And like, no wonder Stassi didn't have him on the show for the past 2 years, because he is literally the worst.
And another thing that really strikes me is like, I don't know, like, he has not even like spoken out about like how he's come off on the show. I'm surprised.
I think that he is hiding. Like, I don't think that there's anything he can really say to like make it right, essentially. Because I don't even know what he does. Like, if he has a radio show still. Or, like, I don't follow Patrick's career.
Are his bosses watching what he said to Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah, like, I think that his he's, like, just trying to be, like, low-key and hope that everyone forgets about it sooner rather than later.
No, Patrick. We'll never forget.
Sheena's really over the Stassi's like event planning storyline recaps on
the union. I don't there's again like, Sheena, stop being mad that Stassi's fake job is better than yours.
She's like rolling her eyes and she's just
she's like
irritated.
Moving away in her like I'm just like oh my god Sheena like,
I'm obsessed with Sheena's reaction too because it's like she just got shut down so early on in the reunion episode. And then she just has totally, by part three, she's just like done.
I think she was so upset that like they didn't talk about Rob a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Sheena, I'm still annoyed about the scenes. Like,
yeah.
If you don't watch the show, then we don't want to hear about it then. Like,
yeah, I mean, I will say, though, that Jack said, like, earlier that he didn't watch the show. He was like, I don't watch every episode, like, blah, blah, blah. So people really, like, give Sheena a harder time than they do him. And as I think that that's just, like, a dynamic that's very prevalent on the show is that women just get
Jack
fucked.
Gets a lot of invisible passes.
Yeah, he gets a lot of passes and the women just get, like, shit on. And, like, I think that that's kind of becoming less, but it still is, like, very much a happening thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, Sheena, be smart about this. Like, you just see her retreat and then she's just like, can't get it together.
And why is Tom Sandoval speaking up for you? Like, if you have something to say about her fake job, like, speak up, Sheena. Like,
yeah.
Say what you really feel.
Sandoval is acting in this part three reunion.
He's acting all the time. Tom Sandoval is a master manipulator and he manipulates everyone around him. And I do not fuck with Tom Sandoval. Every time he talks or says something, I was watching the reunion yesterday and I was like, ugh, I hate him. I'm like, why does Ariana like him?
It's really I'm unclear on why Ariana likes Sandoval and why she likes Sheena still. I'm like, when will she see the light?
I think that Ariana and Sheena just have a different relationship than like,
then we get to see.
Yeah, I think that too. I don't blame her for being friends with Sheena. Honestly, Sheena needs somebody in her life.
Sheena needs someone. And like, if you listen to the bonus episodes of this podcast on Patreon, you know that we listened to Shenanigans last week. And Sheena said that she's moving to Marina Del Rey.
I heard about that. And I'm like, wait.
Good luck with your projects and like filming. You better hope that
Bravo
Ariana...
Is paying for your commute? This isn't The Housewives where they send you a limo everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to drive yourself.
I'm not clear. And like, as hopefully Ariana stays in the picture, because I'm like, if you're literally living on the end of the earth in LA, like, no one is going to film with you.
No.
These people
no
haven't
one.
Been to the West Side in like 14 years.
Well, maybe she wants it. I feel like she like thinks she's better than all this now because she like...
She has her Vegas show.
Yeah, she has
things
her
really
Vegas
popped
show.
Off and she has yeah, a show yeah. every Monday. So it's hard for her to really keep
I
up
know.
With Vanderpump Rules, which I'm sure gives her a much better paycheck than that Vegas show did.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I just think it's so funny when like cast members of reality shows, like especially the ones on Bravo that are kind of under the Andy Cohen umbrella, like... publicly bite the hand that feeds them.
Always.
I'm like, you don't want to fuck with Andy. Like,
no, you
trust
don't.
Trust me on this. Like,
Andy is worse than Lisa Vanderpump. No. Andy could end Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, Andy could end anyone at any time. So
I was
you're
watching,
best suited to just smile, nod, and play nice.
Right? Nene Leakes came after Andy Cohen like the other day, and I was like, shit, she better watch herself. I was like, I really like her, and I really want her to like leave this alone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I'd be scared of Andy Cohen if I was ever employed by him. I mean, look at Kathy Griffin. Like, where is she now?
Yeah. Lala says that Stassi did a really good job with her event planning and that she was Lala's bitch the whole time.
Honestly, Lala, I can do a way better job. I can show up 2 hours earlier and take flowers out of a box.
Okay, yeah. She took like, she's like, she brought hundreds of flowers and lit candles and made the ambiance so beautiful and made it really easy for me
don't
to do my
job. Don't forget the frames about her cartoon. Her Bitmoji. Don't
I'm
forget
like,
those.
I'm also obsessed with like event planning being painted as like you go pick up a cake and like bring it somewhere and
right.
light some candles, put some flowers in a vase and like you've planned the event.
And then it's not like Stassi booked the location. Like,
no.
Again.
She's like, I don't really love emails or details of anything. Like,
but I like you know, like
I love flowers.
Yeah. And yeah. Like putting it together.
Yeah. And being like, you take that out of that box and put it on that table. Thank you. It's like,
okay. Here's my thing though. I was so mad about the event that she threw for Lisa because like Ariana was
Beverly
just...
Hills Lifestyle magazine.
Yeah. I need to find, I don't even see a copy of that magazine at Whole Foods. Like, where is that? Like, what is going on?
I'll bet it's like an online magazine now that just like you have to like click on it and then you can like virtually read it.
Yeah. After you pay like $19.99.
Never seen a copy of Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine.
No, I would love to
see. Is it sold
see.
Only in Beverly Hills, do you think?
Right. I mean, I can't imagine it's sold in Crenshaw.
We need to go on the hunt.
Meghan Markle's family can't get a copy, that's for sure.
Yeah, wait, so what were you saying about the party that Stassi threw?
Oh, for, yeah, so like, I just...
Or planned.
Okay, I just felt really bad because she's trying not to be mean to anybody being this party planner, like, and she was just asking people nicely to work this event, which, if they didn't work that event, Lisa would have fucking killed them.
Yeah.
But like, Ariana's just huffing and puffing and bitching about making margaritas, and I'm like, this is your... job. Mm-hmm. And if you take your fake job seriously, then let Stassi do her fake job seriously.
Yeah. Like, I kind of am always here for any time Ariana is like rude to Stassi.
I am here for it. She does shade her a lot. But mm-hmm. like this time when she did it, it was like very just childish. I was just like,
it was like you're being a bitch.
Yeah. You're just kind of being a bitch for no reason. Like she's literally not. And it's not really Stassi's fault that Jax flaked. Like,
yeah.
Get mad at Jax. Yeah. Like, don't get mad at her.
Direct the anger where it actually needs to be going,
right? And then Sheena comes, she's like, you're muddling, and then she's like, I know, I can't believe it. I'm like, you can't believe that you're doing your day job. Okay. where does that happen at?
I'm sure no one wanted to be at the Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine party.
Oh, James Kennedy wanted to be there.
He wanted to be there
to find another man who likes his spins to hold him up in his apartment.
Kevin Lee wanted to be there so that he could just shit up. And we also never got to have any sort of follow-up with that situation on the reunion.
No, we never did either.
Which pissed me off because I really wanted to hear more about that. Like, I'm invested in like Katie's redemptive storyline of like kind of like working through her issues and like being a happy person, but I need details.
Okay.
I need to wait
till the reunion to find out that how she fell through the skylight was utterly ridiculous. I was like, she just casually said that in an interview and she was like, I fell through a skylight, and I paused. I was like, whoa, I need details, a backstory, like I need a CAT scan. Like, what and how did you fall through a skylight? How big was the skylight? How tall was the building? Like, what?
Yeah, it's very, like, glazed over. And I've even listened, like, I listened to some interview she did on, like, a episode of Stassi's podcast where she talked a little bit more about it. But it still is, like, all kind of vague. And
well,
I'm
she
just like
on the reunion, she was like, we were on top of a roof and we were hanging out and then I was just fucking around and I fell through the skylight. So that's enough explanation for me. Okay, you were drunk, you were stupid, lesson learned.
You fell through a skylight. Yeah, 25 feet skylight. And literally almost
and
died.
I feel bad. That was actually a really good story for her to share. I thought that was like,
yeah, but it's like, and but I need to know, like, I want to know more details about like what the PTSD is like. What you have you been to therapy? Did you get on medication? Like, I just need more. Like, I need her to basically have like a one woman show where she like emotionally explains her entire
or
journey.
She can have one of those Andy Cohen like one on ones.
Yes,
that he likes
I
to
need
do.
A one on one with like. I need all the details.
Yeah. Why does he ever... Vanderpump Rules never gets enough, like, as the housewives do. Like, every time something tragic or good happens in someone's life on Bravo, like, he's always, like, the first one. Like, they always just want to go to CNN, and Andy's like, I don't think so. You're coming here first. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when Teresa Giudice, like, was in all this legal trouble? And,
oh, yeah.
And all these people wanted these interviews, and he was like, uh-uh, honey, you're coming to my clubhouse, and you're going to give me the full exclusive.
And Countess Luann.
And Countess Luann, and he just goes to her house in the Hamptons, and they're having this very, like... own like interview
like taking long walks
I know
in, like
it's like an Oprah interview like outside at her house and there's like leaves falling and he's casually asking her about
I always have wanted to like do like produce like deep dives into like every cast member's life, like get like people from their past to like talk about them like a true Hollywood story or just a rise to fame. Cause I need to know like every detail about their lives.
I need to
in
to
an
know
obsessive borderline creepy way.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm fine with that, but I need the answers.
I need friends of Mike Shay to step up to the plate and give some true-ish.
Yeah.
And I need a lot of, like, I need to know Lala's entire background because I'm super confused.
I need to, like, everyone that's ever known Lala to give an interview and an oral history of her life.
Like, what was she like in high school? What was she like in middle school? Did she play any sports? Like,
Lala has truly mastered the game.
Oh, yeah. Like, I love Lala now. I love Lala stan. She came back, like, and I love, ever since the whole, like, power of the pussy, like, thing that she, actually, I started to really like her when she screamed inside the bar that Sheena and Tom were arguing
that
at.
That was really great.
I was like, that is awesome.
A powerful Lala moment.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Sheena's smirk. Oh, Andy asked Lala about her song Boy because he's very unclear of what the lyrics are. And then Lala's like, it's called Boy. Let me know if I can fuck with you, boy. And then it cuts to Sheena, who just like smirks. And you know that she just hates it.
She's jealous of everything that Lala has. Yeah. She so is.
Because Lala is who Sheena originally was trying to be.
I just think that like Sheena, I think that Sheena and Tom Sandoval just have a really big problem with the people who are the bigger stars in the show. I feel like whether or not you like Stassi or James or Lala, there's just like, or Jax, they're like the four people that people just kind of gravitate to. People love to hate Stassi and she gets so much shit, but she's popular for it. People love to hate James and troll him, but like he loves that people love him. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think Lala loves the attention as much as James, but people just fucking love her because she says so much stupid, inappropriate shit. But like, she's just so, there's part of her that's just like so sweet, and like, you know, she's like a little demure, and Jax is just a fuck up, and you just can't help but like, I mean, actually, never mind. I don't even know. There's nothing you can help with Jax, but you always want to hope that he gets better.
Yeah. And you like to see, it's fun to see him act the way he does.
Right.
To some extent. Like this season definitely had more moments where it was like, is this fun still? But then ultimately it is, I'm like, yeah, it's fun.
But what I'm saying is like, those are like, I just feel like other people outside of like Sheena and Tom, like don't really care about how they stand out. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Sheena and Tom, it's like everything to them. And it like really bugs them that like they are not remarkable.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's why like, I don't think Stassi even has a problem with Sheena. I think that Sheena has a problem with Stassi and Stassi just kind of doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I think now it's like Sheena Moore has a problem with everyone else. Yeah. And it's like,
and that's why she doesn't like Lala, because Lala's like, she's sitting next to Andy Cohen. She's friends with all the people that Sheena hates. And it's like, she's just so, I feel like she's just so riled up about it. And then now she's just like, well, I'm living in Marina Del Rey. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so funny because I feel like I've watched enough reality TV to know that like, you don't ever want to be like the outsider one who has no relationships, because then you can't film with people.
Right.
So like you have to kind of walk some sort of line between hating them and having that be interesting enough to where you can socialize on camera, but then stir up shit, but not like totally ostracize yourself.
I think Sheena, if something tells me Sheena is going to be, it's going to be good for her. Although she is in Hawaii right now and they just started filming. So that is kind of.
Yeah, I'm like TBD. And then she kind of fell off, like wasn't in a lot of the episodes towards the end of of this season.
I know.
Sheena, you better get your shit together. She better start fucking some really interesting people.
I told you she's gonna be, but I want her to get in another affair, and I hope it's like someone on the Housewives, like in Beverly Hills. Like,
yeah.
Maybe she can bang Ken or something.
Sheena kidding. And Ken having like an affair would be amazing. Who else? She could like fuck one of the girls' like ex-boyfriends.
Ooh, what if she banged, ooh, you know what? Oh, wait, no, because he's with Raquel. I was going to say, what if she banged James? That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. That would be wild.
It seems like Sheena and James are kind of on the same page about Lala. It seems like they're both, like, annoyed about the same things.
Yeah, I think so a little bit. I mean, I think that Sheena is just jealous. And I think that James really does have, like, feelings for Lala. Or is just, like, a confused and, like, very hurt person.
I think that, like, I think Lala's actually really talented. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if she wasn't on the show, it wouldn't be as much of like, I don't want to say a joke, but I feel like
Lala has star power.
Yeah.
Like she's going places, obviously. She was at camp.
Well, yeah, she's going a million more places than Sheena has ever been.
We find out that it was indeed about the pasta And James just says he like got really upset about it because he was drunk. And we see him take like two double shots at like one in the afternoon at that place that they ate lunch. And
Sweet Chick. On Fairfax.
Yeah,
love it.
Which is around the corner. Have you been there?
I have been. Yeah.
Is it good?
It is good. I like it.
Okay. It's I haven't been there. Brunch. I'm always wondering about it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to know that you endorse it.
Yeah. It's awesome. And I love like, look, sometimes I drive past it when I'm on my way to the gym and like, I just like, I'm like, oh my God, look at that parking meter right outside. I'm like, James and Lala were just right there arguing about food that's not even served at that restaurant.
Yeah. If there was a tour, if I ever did like a tour of all the Vanderpump Rules locations, I could definitely take people by on the tour bus where the infamous pasta fight happened.
Have you met anyone from Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, I've met most of the people from Vanderpump Rules.
Who do you like in person the most? I know you and Katie got into it.
Me and Katie got into it just like online. She had said some stuff because I had like talked shit about her wedding invitations.
Her wedding invitations were fucking awful, though.
They were bad.
Yeah.
So I used to do this podcast called Pumped Podcast, and all of the cast members, most of them except for Brittany and James, came on that podcast and did like,
I think I've listened to that one before.
It used to be like funnier and more about like making fun of the show. And then it kind of got into like more finding out like what happened from the cast and like more cast oriented. And I just was not that into it. Cause like at the end of the day, I really don't care like what the real drama was going on between them or like their side of the story. Like,
yeah.
I just want them to talk shit about each other and like get drunk and be
exactly.
messy. Like, that's it. So I think I liked Kristen a lot.
She's
nice. Really fun and funny. And she was just like down to like drink and talk shit.
No, she's really nice. She came to my job. I can't say where I work, but she came to my job one time and we were talking and she was telling me all these things about, actually, she was telling me how, I guess when Sheena started doing that show, she mm-hmm. texted all the witches of WeHo in a group message and she was like, come to my show. And Kristen's like, why the fuck would we go to her show? We don't have to talk to her. And I was like, wait, you are absolutely correct. Like, she knows better than to, like, what would you even know? We're not flying to Vegas to see your show.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kristen was probably the person that I had the most fun with. I really liked Tom and Ariana. Like, whenever they were on the show, they were always a lot of fun.
Disclaimer, I saw Tom Sandoval on New Year's Eve and I was at Sir like very briefly and I was so drunk and he was, I don't know, I forget what he was wearing, but I was like, oh my God, Tom. And he was like, what up? And I'm like, and then I woke up the next morning like, why did I say hi? I hate him.
Yeah. Like, they were fun. Who else? Sheena came on the show. She brought a publicist with her and it was very much like,
oh my God.
It was like a more formal interview, which was wild. Cause I was like, we're literally in my apartment right now. Like, this is
and your publicist is just sitting there.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, my cat's like running around at the time. I was like, this is not like, you don't need a publicist for this. But she was like, just trying to be a professional.
Well, according to Kristen, she's not much of a professional.
No, very unprofessional and not cute. Who else came on? Tom Schwartz and Katie came on. They were pretty funny. Katie came on a bunch and she was like, she was always really nice and like down to be on the show, but I never found like, I just don't, I was always just wanting to like make fun of other people and
yeah,
other cast
and
members.
And
she was like,
people.
It was like explaining all like the ins and outs and like the true side of the stories. And I just, I have no bandwidth for that.
Yeah.
I need messy drama.
Exactly.
Always.
And I don't want
not giving me that or giving me lols. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to be nice to anyone on TV anymore. Like, yeah. Let's just get to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. Stassi, Kristen, and Katie came on together one time and they really came for me. And
no
that was so
way.
Awkward. Yeah. That was a really awkward episode.
What is it like to be around Stassi Schroeder in person?
It's fine. I mean, she's like, she definitely has like, I get why people are intimidated by her because she has like kind of that mean girl intimidating factor. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think like she also has like a layer of insecurity and you can very much like tell
yeah.
that that's why she leans into that so much. And
yeah, I don't think she like that like mean girl-ish that she has. I don't think that's like who she is.
No,
like,
I don't think that's who she is. And I think that she definitely is more bolstered by having like her backup singers like Katie and Kristen with her. And then as opposed to being like not having allies around, she's like presents a little more like calm. And
yeah,
so, you know, it is like, it's kind of what I realized from having a lot of the cast members on that version of this podcast was that what you see on the show is pretty much what you get in real life. Like, there's not a lot of difference between.
Oh, that's good.
Like, yeah. They're very much like, it's authentic.
That's
and the
good
drama
to know.
Between them is all real.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's not like manufactured.
Oh, bless up.
So,
and this is why this is the best reality show on television.
Yeah, it's the best. They work, they make that paycheck. There's no mention of the Logan storyline in any of this reunion except for like one comment on like part one, which I think is really like shortchanging us, and I demand justice.
I demand so much justice, and I totally think that they banged.
Yeah, I think that they had like a whole relationship, and that like,
and then Raquel came back and he was just like,
she ruined it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Raquel is the most boring person I've ever talked to in my entire life.
Oh man, Raquel, like, we get one flashback of her in this reunion episode, and she literally has the hairstyle of a shih tzu.
She does.
I was like, Raquel.
Oh my god, I had a conversation with Raquel when I was at Sir. This was like when I did the back alley stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was an alpha male for this sorority called Alpha Gamma Delta. Mm-hmm. And she was an Alpha Gamma Delta at Sonoma, not at my school.
Okay. So I so up, you guys are very.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my god, connected. I'm going to tell her that like I'm connected to her sorority. And so I like, I'm like, oh my goodness, I was an alpha male. And she's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, like a sweetheart. She's like, we just call it sweetheart at my school. She's like, but that's so cool. And then, like, I like, and I can talk to anybody. And yeah. I literally was like talking to her. I was like pulling teeth, and I could tell she was like actually trying to have a conversation with me, but I was just kind of like, and then my friend Natasha went to the bathroom. I'm like, please come back. Please come back. And then she just awkwardly turned her head. I awkwardly turned mine, and I'm like, I'm just going to go get a pumptini.
Yeah. That's what you have to do with Raquel.
And I was like, what do James and Raquel talk about?
That's a really good question. I don't know.
Do they have anything deep in common? Like,
I wonder, like, I can't really imagine Raquel having sex either. Like,
me neither.
I don't see her as like this like sexual being who's like wanting to like give her body to her partner, like, and be like engaged and
right?
have passion. It's just kind of like, she's like there just trying to process everything that happens, but
always.
She's on like a 2 minute like buffering lag.
And like, it makes me wonder, does she like, is she like a cover up? Like,
I think she's kind of a beard in a lot of ways. Like, yeah. I get that sense because I just cannot parse, like, you see James interact with Lala and you can tell that there's like some sort of sexual tension and like passion and at least like a connection of like laughter.
Yeah.
And then
James, like, I mean, sorry, Logan, there's
passion.
There's just passion.
There's just raw passion.
It's a fire. And if there's an emoji, you know how they have a hard eyes emoji?
Yeah.
If they had like a fire eyes emoji, like that's what it would be.
It
for
is
those
fire
two.
Eyes emoji. Lala. So Lala's talking about like she and James's relationship dynamic, and
that actually made me like really sad. Like,
yeah,
I
was
like
tearing
upset.
Up, and James sneezes in the middle of her conversation.
So gross that he does not cover his mouth. I felt so bad for like Stassi's shoulder, and who was on the other side of him? Schwartz,
and to sneeze in the middle of someone's like big moment is a troll. And a lol, and also a power move.
It was
and
a power
I was like,
move.
You are such like a queen for doing this sneeze. You're a stunt queen.
And actually, I kind of like, here's the thing. I feel like James was kind of bullied to apologize. And I kind of saw it from my point of view because like everyone was like, James, go apologize. She's upset. She's upset. She's upset. And I was like, well, James, like he didn't want to do it. And I'm like, and when I don't know. I just feel like if that were me, like I wouldn't apologize if I genuinely didn't feel sorry.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's already apologized for what he said before, but like she's upset now and like, but he just didn't feel like it. And like, I just felt like it was just not that I don't think it was inauthentic when he initially understood her, but when everyone was like forcing him, I was kind of like, okay, that's annoying because if you don't feel like doing it, then just don't do it.
It like, seemed like a kind of like an act for the cameras more so than like, we really want this to like, we want an apology to happen or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and with James, it's like, I don't know. Like, it's hard because he says like the same thing. They get into the same fight all the time. Like yeah. that is like the biggest problem is he just like is so mean to her, like talk shit about her relationship. And it's the pattern repeats itself over and over.
But I think he knows that she's very insecure about some things in her relationship. I mean, I don't know who Randall is. I don't know. I know that like Lala was low-key his mistress, but like he wasn't wrong with the things he said at the restaurant. I mean, granted, you don't say them, but like, what if he does find somebody hotter and
yachter, just younger and hotter, he's gonna find a yachter girl,
like, hotter and younger, and like wants to fuck them too. Like, those are real concerns. And it like honestly, every time I see that dude, I'm like, Lala, you don't like Randall, like.
I don't know. I feel like I was buying their relationship. Like by the end of this reunion, when she was like, I want to be with him. We're going to be together forever. Like that's the goal. Like she's like, he's not just some guy. And I really buy that from her. Like that he's not just some guy that she's like fucking for Range Rovers. It's like there is a deep connection and they do care about each other. And even if that's a lie and she's just saying that on camera for this show,
like, I don't think it's a lie. I believe that she thinks that, but I think that she's also blinded by the way he provides for her.
Yeah. But she's still like, that is her boyfriend and her significant other. And if you're going to be friends with someone who just relentlessly like pokes at that relationship and talks shit, it's like eventually you're not going to be able to be friends with them because like your significant other is going to be like, everything they said is hurtful to me. And like, I can't. Like, it's just not going to work.
Right.
And I think that James and Lala had gotten in, like, a huge fight before they started filming this reunion. Like, I think they had said that.
Yeah, they weren't talking for a few months.
Yeah. And so it was, like, I think that there was a lot of runoff from that came out during the reunion.
I get where James is coming from because, Lala did get mad at him out of nowhere. And I get she saw the footage and maybe she thought differently back then. But I also feel like she is in a relationship. And like, if her boyfriend is mad about that she needs to side with her boyfriend, not with James. And James knows that. So he can't be like upset that Lala did that. Mm-hmm. I feel like if James personally like apologized to her boyfriend and was like, look, that was fucked up. I was mad. Like, I don't want beef with you. I'm friends with Lala. Like, it would be different. But I guess James doesn't really make an effort to like know things about Randall because he's in love with her. So he's just like, whatever.
Yeah. And he knows how to get under her skin and he knows how to hit her where it hurts. And I'm sure that that's based on like, I mean, if they're really good friends, she's probably confided in him. Like, I'm worried that like, if we met this way, like while he was kind of still married, that he would do that with someone else. Like, I think that James knows exactly how to like push her buttons and just like tear her down.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's just sad. Like, I was getting really emotional, like, when Lala...
Yeah, for her.
Yeah, when she came back and she was like, James was my best friend, and like, then... And I would never want to tear him down in the way that he tears me down, and like... That just, like, I was, like, tearing up.
She's never teared him down publicly.
No.
Yeah.
And she does not,
I feel like if every time she's been mad at James off camera, like, do you remember last season when someone was like, oh, like, Lala, we heard that Lala always talks shit about you behind your back. Even if she did do that, like, she never did that, like, for TV. And I feel like James is just so quick to throw her under the bus.
Yeah. Because
even if she feels that way, she would never, like, embarrass him like that. And that's what's fucked.
Yeah. And it's just, like, it's not fair and it sucks. And I mourn their friendship. Like, I want them to be friends, but I don't know, like, how it can happen.
I don't know if it's going to work. She seems way more deep in her relationship than she was at that time.
Yeah, like, I think she's, like, in it now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she's low-key married. I
think that, too.
I looked... So, when her dad died, this is so awful. Rest in peace. Love you, Lala. Yeah, I swear I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I've met Lala before, too, at World Dog Day. Why am I so tongue-tied at World Dog Day? She was so nice, and she let me pet her dog. And she was, like, so sweet. I was like, wow. Like, but then that was season 5, and I was like, I'm probably gonna hate her when the show airs, but now I don't hate her anyway. Lala, if you're watching this or listening to this, love you. But when her dad passed away, I was looking online at the obituary, and it said they put her in as like Lauren Emmett, and I was like, yeah. And then like literally a week later they changed it, and I'm like, sus.
No, I think that because I saw that too. I think that I saw that in like the Facebook group or something, and I was like, oh my god, they are fully married.
Oh, they have to be married. And like the way that she holds him, I always wonder how Lala conducts herself around all these con people. Like, what does she talk to 50 Cent about?
Yeah, like, I think that I'm excited because I just think that for at her age to be like in this position where she's like running around in these more high profile circles. Like she's getting exposed to parts of the world that she might not see like at this young of an age. So I'm excited for her to like age out of the Randall relationship and like come into her own. And yeah, then
maybe
just
she'll date
be,
Ryan
like,
Gosling next.
Yeah, like just be like a Lisa Vanderpump. Like,
what if she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
That would be incredible.
Oh,
like
my
she leaves
God.
Vanderpump Rules and joins Real Housewives.
A part of me feels like that either that will happen.
That could happen, actually.
Or she'll just like leave and become like this random like Gwyneth Paltrow goop socialite and like be at the Met Gala.
She could, but then also like she has this music career. So maybe she would be like, but then that would require her to tour and be away from her man a lot, which I don't know if she's really down with that.
I mean, he seems like he's down to travel with her everywhere.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see like where Lala's whole career goes because I think she's the one with like the most promise.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like she's a star in the making and we're seeing it.
She's as good as gold. Maybe even better.
Better. And also like it's also sad though because she talks about how James like made her feel so confident and like gave her the like confidence in herself and her voice and is the reason that she's doing music. And it's just like I hate to see their relationship like come to an end.
Do you think
end.
James is going to go anywhere after this?
I think so, yeah. I think he's going to end up at Coachella. I truly think that he will perform at Coachella someday.
I hope so. I've just heard his DJing. I need him to get a lot better.
I liked his DJing when I heard it.
Really?
Yeah. I thought I was like, hey, I'm into these songs he's playing. Like, I don't know if he was really like spinning from like a computer or like whatever, but like I liked his like mix and I was into his like vibe. And I think he's getting... definitely he's like getting more gigs, so
I think if he exits out of this like Vanderpump like sounds thing and really comes out with some fire stuff, I feel like he could.
Yeah, he needs to release like an
EP.
He needs
to revamp like his whole like sound. I think he's, if he works on it so much, I don't think he's a bad DJ in general.
You're just not here for like his restaurant music.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm getting that confused.
It's very like there's because I've been at Pump when he DJed and it was like he was playing like real songs, like not playing like restaurant background music, and I liked it. So, but I agree, like some of the Pump session stuff is a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit like I'm at a fancy cocktail restaurant on La Cienega Boulevard. Like,
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Andy was grossed out by James' sneeze, and then Lala gets upset and leaves, and then everyone just starts to leave.
I know. And then Kristen got pissed because Lisa told her to shut up.
And Lisa just hates Kristen.
She really does hate Kristen. And she needs to thank Kristen because when Stassi left for those seasons, Kristen really held that show together.
Yeah.
I watched for Kristen.
Yeah.
Kristen, when she brought Miami Girl.
She stepped up to the plate. And
she really did.
And also, I really truly think without Kristen, without the reveal of Kristen and Jax in season two, that the show would not have crossed over. So Kristen is like, has played a huge role in Vanderpump Rules.
And like, I wonder why Lisa hates her so much. I feel like Kristen goes above and beyond to like be nice to Lisa. And like, Lisa just doesn't fuck with Kristen. I don't know what it is.
No. And even you can see in season one, like,
she didn't fuck with her then really either. No.
And Kristen has like, I mean, I think that she probably was a true nightmare to have, like, working at that restaurant.
Oh, yeah,
like, she 100%. Was just, like, not getting it. But, like, Lisa just really fucking hates her.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
I wonder what it is. Like, why that makes, like, why?
Maybe Lisa sees something in Kristen, like, that she doesn't like in herself or something. Yeah.
It has to be something like that. Because I feel like Kristen's not... Honestly, I don't think Kristen is a bad person.
I think she's a bad person.
She low-key had a little bit of a mental health issue.
I think she had mental health issues. And I think she also is like, she was like a little bit trashy at first. Like, and I think that there's probably something about that, those two things that like is a deep, deep turnoff for Lisa.
Yeah.
Like that.
Cause she's definitely like, cleaned up her image. She like dresses better and doesn't look like she smells like coffee grains.
Yeah. And she dresses better. She's like had a glow up a little bit and she's like, she's really just trying to like have her shit together way more now than
especially with this veggie-holic stuff. I know she wants her menu to be on the food to be on the TomTom menu, but I was like,
honey,
Kristen, throw that out the window because Lisa is not here for you.
Lisa's not here for you, and also I'm not really.
It's weird to me how Lisa likes Stassi more than she likes Kristen.
Yeah, but Stassi has always been. Like, I think Stassi was just in the fold a little bit more than Kristen because she was like friends with Pandora, which was huge. Yeah. And like, she also is like good TV. And she also is the most famous and has the biggest audience of
She does have a lot more followers than the rest of the cast.
She has a lot more followers. And then she has her like,
Sheena's like second next to her.
Yeah. Sheena is?
Yeah. Sheena has 997,000 and Stassi has 2.5.
Holy shit.
Million.
On Instagram?
Yeah. Actually, let me double check just for reference.
Does Katie have a lot of followers?
Let's go through this right
now. Yeah, let's go through this because I'm actually curious.
Let's start with, like, Brittany.
Yeah.
Actually, no, let's start with Lala. Lala has 786,000 followers.
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Okay.
And then Sheena has 998,000.
Wow.
Katie, she has 839,000.
Whoa.
Kristen.
I think Kristen's is pretty low.
It has to be. She has 556,000.
Okay.
And then Stassi. Oh, I was wrong. She doesn't have 2.5. She has 1.3 million.
Okay.
That's still like a lot.
Still a big jump. Yeah.
And then who else is on this?
Jax.
Jax. He has 721,000. Whoa, he has more than Kristen.
Whoa, yeah. Kristen is like not, people are not here for Kristen.
I don't know what it is.
But I am always here for Kristen.
I'm here for Kristen.
My queen from the jump.
I just wish Lisa liked her. Oh, wait, no. James has 256,000. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
DJ James Kennedy needs to really
wait,
work
no.
It.
Let's see how many Raquel has.
Oh, Raquel.
She has 59,000.
Oh.
Okay, but she's like not that big on the show anyway.
How many did Brittany have?
Brittany has 830,000.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's a lot. Ariana, that's who I'm missing.
So Brittany has more than Jax.
Yeah, but she's a girl. Girls yeah. always have more followers yeah. than guys. Okay, Ariana has 963,000.
Oh, wow.
So just a little under Sheena. And then Tom Sandoval.
So Stassi, Ariana, and Sheena are like top Instagram followers yeah. and the women. Interesting. And I would never have thought that Sheena would have that much of a following on Instagram.
I mean, she always posts a lot of thirst traps.
She does, yeah. Thing. And she has like her hot body and stuff. So
yeah.
I feel
and
like
her
when
workout,
you're,
like audience.
Yeah,
like,
when you're really into working out on the gram,
yeah.
people follow.
And Tom Sandoval has 659,000.
What about Schwartz?
I was just going to say, let's look at Schwartz. Schwartz. Ah, he has 662,000.
Whoa. So the Tom Toms are essentially at the same level. Jax yeah. has more.
Yeah, Jax is, yeah. So but Jax has more out of all the guys.
Ariana, Stassi, and Sheena are top dogs.
Yeah.
Kristen
is not a top dog.
Not a top dog on the gram. Everyone, if you're listening, follow Kristen.
Yeah, please follow her.
Justice for Dodie.
I don't even follow Kristen. And I have a photo of her on my Instagram. I don't even follow her. I'm awful.
I do follow her and will continue to follow until the day I die.
Okay. I have a lot of favorites on reality shows, but I just can't follow the whole cast at once.
No, like, it's a lot. It's, you need a like lot. A burner account for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that's just dedicated to like their journey. James apologizes to Lala and everyone is kind of like, I guess fine with it. And then in the moment when he's like apologizing, Lisa comes over and sits between them and is kind of like mediating their like makeup session.
Yeah.
And Jax
she's
has
like
a moment.
Her producer role very well. I see you, Lisa.
Yeah. Lisa's really injected herself this season into the drama once more.
Yeah.
I think probably because Housewives of Beverly Hills is so boring. And
here's the thing about Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's not my favorite franchise. Like, but here's, it gets such good ratings. Like,
it gets crazy good ratings.
It gets crazy good ratings, but it's not good.
Yeah, like the ratings are still higher than Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like, this is a snooze fest.
Watch Real House of Beverly Hills like to watch rich people do things.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's popular. But like, ugh. I mean, I just miss the Brandy days of Beverly Hills. It was so much better.
Yeah, it was way better.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks James has feelings for Lala, and then Jax has a moment where he's mansplaining him and Lala's relationship dynamic to Brittany. He's like, it's like a little boy at the playground. He pushes her, but he does it because he actually likes her, you know?
And Brittany's like, yeah, yeah, like, I get it.
She goes, I know, I've said that numerous times.
I love that way.
And I was like, wait, this is like the most intimate glimpse into their relationship.
Like, they must have the dumbest conversations when they're at home.
Where Brittany literally says things to Jax that go in one ear, out the other. And then he says them right back to her. And she's like, I know, I just said that 5 minutes ago. And like, that's like their entire life together.
Do you remember when they were talking about like Patrick and his big words? And then Jax is like, yeah, I didn't know what that word was. And then like Brittany's like, I didn't know either.
And he's like, Have you ever been compelled to like look it up and figure out what myopic means? And Jax goes, no. And Brittany goes, I sure didn't.
I didn't either. Like, Patrick, not all of us are reading out of our Webster's like dictionary.
Yeah,
like,
they are not bothered.
Literally, instead of the subtitles when Patrick was saying those words, they should have put the definition.
Yeah, for everyone.
Yeah.
Because I even had to like Google it, and I'm pretty keen on like vocabulary.
Right.
But I'm always, I do have like a zest for knowledge. So that's maybe where I differ from like Jax and Brittany in that situation.
They definitely don't. Did Brittany graduate college?
I don't know. That's a good question.
If she wants to work with special needs kids, like, yeah, don't you need a degree for that?
Yeah, you need to go through like a lot of things.
Something
for that.
Tells me that she went to college though.
I don't know if she went to college, but I also don't know if she's ever going to pursue her dream career of right? working with special needs kids.
My next thing is like if Sheena can get a degree, so can Brittany, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of them did go to college, which yeah. is surprising. But like, yeah, I just don't see Brittany going, like, changing up her career at this stage.
No, definitely
like, I think she's pretty
not.
Locked in.
Maybe if she's helping special needs kids, like, get a Priv makeover.
Yeah, but or maybe, like, she can start, like, a charity that helps them and then raise awareness.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
At least Lisa Vanderpump could help with that. That's her storyline. No, that's what her storyline should have been if she broke up with Jax.
I know.
Following her dreams, being a boss-ass bitch, and starting a charity.
Yeah.
That would have been
That
cool.
would have been amazing. But instead,
it's just going to be feeding Jax Coors Lights and
yeah.
having sex without contraception.
We get a lot of, we finally get like a follow-up with Jax's Tampa job, which
oh my God. Did you see someone on the page that posted about that same job?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a marketing job in Tampa.
First of all,
NHL.
I didn't know they had hockey in Tampa. Like, it's
Me
in
neither.
Florida.
I don't follow
but
hockey.
Then, you know, I'm from Arizona, and there's like a hockey team.
Hockey's never been a really thrilling thing for me, so I've just like ignored it and hoped that it would go away.
It's a Midwest
and
thing.
Yet it like still continues to be a thing. I don't get it and I don't care to get it, but like I too was really confused at the hockey in Tampa.
Yeah, and no one believes him when he's explaining the story at all.
No, well, he's like, Andy's like, what job was it? And Jack's like, it's more like marketing and like there's no actual job.
He doesn't have a degree to do those things. No, you need a degree in marketing.
No job. And also when he says like, Andy's like, you said that nothing was holding you back. And then he's like, well, I wasn't just going to leave like and start all over again without. And I'm like, God, can you imagine being in that relationship? And it's like, he basically is just like too lazy to try and like bag another girlfriend that will take care of him. Is
right.
what he's saying. And it's just awful.
It really is. And like, I want to believe that Jax really had a wake up call. But there's like something about Jax that like,
it's too convenient.
But I want him to get it together so badly. Like, I really do. But, like, people like Jax, like, as old as he is, they're just, he's set in his ways.
Yeah, they don't change. Like, that's not something that happens. Like, for the story and for a show, it makes a lot of sense that, like, you had this horrible tragedy that made you view the world in a different light, and now you're better. But, like, really, like, the proof is in the pudding. Like, he's
right?
going to have to really, like, show over the next season. And I just don't think, I don't believe it.
He will follow through, yeah.
I believe it when I see it.
I know. Ugh.
I know.
That bugs me. And it also bugs me how he doesn't have his job back at Sir.
Yeah, like, what is he going to do next season?
Yeah.
Well, then he was like, maybe I can work at TomTom. So I feel like she's going to switch everyone over to TomTom, and maybe there will be, like, a whole new cast of characters at Sir.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
This better not be the end of Vanderpump Rules. I need more.
I need more. I need a show to keep going for the rest of my life. Finally, when he finally tries to like remember what Brittany's passion is, everyone like has this uncomfortable moment where he like doesn't really know still, and then like
and
guesses
then he's
it
like, special needs, yeah. And everyone's like, ooh, point for you, Jax.
Yeah, and then everyone laughs, and I was just like, this is inappropriate,
this is not funny.
It's not funny. So Jax basically always threatens to move back to Florida, like,
but this time as a social media hockey expert, not a firefighter.
Yeah, but like, even in season one, there was a moment like after he and Stassi broke up, and he's like, well, maybe I'll just go back to Florida, or like, it's like a constant threat.
Yeah, I believe the whole firefighter story that he wanted to do that like a long time ago, even before the show.
Yeah,
because I don't know if you saw like the season one what was it called?
Like, how did they get here or something?
It was like, they did it for Beverly Hills. I forget what it's called, but it was like a season one, like uncensored. That's what it is. Season one uncensored. And he was like, before Vanderpump Rules, I was going to go back to Florida and be a firefighter. I believe that. He's like manly and jockey, and firefighters fuck a bunch of girls.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like, has like the look of a firefighter, but I don't believe that he's ever been about to go back to Florida. I think it's always like a manipulation move.
I think
to get people
LA.
To be like, I think he loves LA.
Yeah. He like can't acts like he hates it, but
no,
like,
and
he
can't like
it.
Thrive the way he does in LA and Florida.
No, definitely not. Maybe in Miami, though. He could thrive in Miami.
He could thrive in Miami, yeah. He could get reconnected with John, his old roommate.
Oh.
And make things happen.
Maybe he can invite James and they can all get connected. Someone
and
buy
James's
Logan a
roommate.
Ticket.
They could double date.
Oh my God, James's roommate, too.
Stassi is mortified by Patrick's behavior and says she was blacked out during
on Xanax and alcohol, which is 100% dangerous.
Yeah, I'm like, wait. So you
that's
don't
like mixing like, pre-workout.
I don't
and
remember,
weed.
Which I'm like, that's a cause for concern.
That is a cause for concern, and it's like, oh, that was so bad. And
that was bad.
I can't even imagine being on that many substances.
No, I mean, I've had definitely had like a Xanax and alcohol period of my life, and it was an unhealthy period.
Oh, and what does that feel like? I've never really taken a Xanax, but I can't imagine it's great with
it
alcohol.
It just like kind of it kind of softens you down a little bit. It kind of was like numbing in a way where you're just like not really anxious, but you're just kind of like hazy, and then you add alcohol to it and it's just like, I mean, it's like a high almost.
Yeah,
it's not like something you can function very well on, which makes a lot of sense that that's what Stassi was on, because she was like,
is she prescribed the Xanax?
Is she prescribed any of these drugs that she's dropped? Like, she literally
is dropping a different drug in like every episode, and I'm like, who's your doctor?
Yeah, she's literally,
and are
like,
they watching the show to know that you definitely don't need that,
and like that you're mixing prescription medication with alcohol, and like really laughing.
The one thing
about
you're
it.
Actually not supposed to do with most drugs.
And she's like, I was on a lot of tequila and Adderall, or like alcohol and Xanax. It's like, it just doesn't seem like the smartest move to be like advertising that and like lolling about it.
Yeah.
I'm
no,
like
no, no, no,
concerned.
No, no. Goodbye,
but maybe someday, maybe Stassi is going to like, her storyline is that she's just going to succumb to like a terrible addiction, and then she'll bounce back by writing like her Kat Marnell addiction memoir.
But if she's outed for her addiction, then I need Jax to be outed for his coke addiction and his underlying coke rage.
Yeah. No one talks about that, which I'm like very upset by. And
no
I
one
feel
talks
like,
about the season 3 reunion when they all looked like they were on coke.
Yeah. And I'm also like, as long as Jax is still doing as many drugs as he was clearly doing this season and in past seasons, he's not going to like change and be that like a better person and boyfriend to Brittany. I just don't think that those two things can like coexist in the same space.
I just, I really want better for Brittany.
Yeah, same.
Is it, didn't someone say that she banged someone at Taco Bell after she broke up with Jax?
James
or
said
In-N-Out?
That she hooked up with someone at In-N-Out, which I'm like, and when they
and
asked her,
someone was a worker, someone in the drive-through,
no idea,
a homeless person on that where that In-N-Out is on,
no idea,
on Orange,
and like I think that she didn't answer the question when Andy was like, "Did you see other people like in between?" I think she probably did.
No, like, she was like,
and it's like, yeah, she fucked like a few people.
Yeah, she definitely did.
If you're fucking someone that you met at In-N-Out, you fucked a lot of other people. No shame. It takes one to know one, but I'm telling you right now, In-N-Out is not a one-time only.
Honestly,
thing.
I think Brittany's pretty. I think that.
Yeah, I think she could fully get a guy, like,
yeah,
she has the whole package.
Oh, definitely. She's so sweet.
She's
so
sweet,
nice,
huge boobs great
paid for by Jax,
paid
which
for
is
by
probably
Jax,
like
which
the
is
best
great.
Thing ever to brag about if you ever broke up with someone, but it's not good to brag about anymore because you're back together with
yeah
him.
And like she could easily find a great man, and yet she's staying in this relationship
with someone who doesn't look what he looked like in 2012.
No, it's sad. Kristen and Katie had set Stassi up with her new boyfriend, Bo.
See, Kristen's setting me up with someone. Okay.
Look, when they said he's like Schwartz, as though that was a good
that's
thing.
That's not
I
a
was
good
like,
thing.
What?
So No.
A,
I think he would even be offended by that.
Yeah. I'm like, so he's an alcoholic that's going to avoid commitment for as long as possible and rampantly cheat on you, gaslight you, call you a bitch, pour beer on your head, and then like only propose to you after you forced him into marriage. Great. Wonderful. Thank you for hooking me up with this guy.
I know, right? Like, and what? Then he's like, oh, okay. Honestly, though, when he was like, I mean, who doesn't black out in Mexico? I was kind of with Schwartz on that one. I was like, wait. And Lisa was like, well, and Andy Cohen was like, and I was looking at Andy Cohen like, really, Andy? We're going to talk. You're giving Schwartz shit for getting blacked out in Mexico? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, I blacked out in Mexico.
I blacked out in Mexico.
Like, I'm like 10 years younger than Schwartz, so.
Yeah, and I was like in Mexico for my 30th birthday, and it was different circumstances. I think the biggest thing about Schwartz is that he blacks out all the time. Yeah. So
it'd
that's
be different
like
if like he didn't black all the time and he blacked out in Mexico. That's yeah. more like, oh yeah, you're on vacation. Yeah. But, like, you just like, he's the type of person that drinks to black out.
Yeah. And Ariana posted like a bunch of pictures on Instagram that were like a scroll through like 10 photos that were taken of this season. And there's one of like her and Jack.
I saw that one.
With Schwartz. And he's like full, almost horizontal. Like he looks just like totally fucked up. And I was like, classic
that
Schwartz.
That pizza scene, him and Katie in bed, that was not. No, that was adorable to me. That
I kind
was
of
gross.
Loved it because it was like such a glimpse into like their relationship. Like yeah. I like the real moments because it's like, you know, like some, like I'm not an eat in bed person at all because I just think like the bed is for sleep and I don't want like a crumb or like a sauce element to like right. interfere with that zone. But like, I just was like, oh, this is like kind of like a sloppy couple that yeah. just like will get fucked up and then like smear pizza all over the bed.
But
and they're
after
both kind
that,
of fine with it.
You know, there's like some people that like are gross that you can't eat around. Maybe that's just me. I'm like very picky about that. Like mm-hmm. now seeing that scene, if I ever saw Schwartz at Sir and I was eating, I'd be like, we need to go to Tortilla Republic. Like, I can't. Like, he's right by me. Like, his mouth is open. I've seen how he eats on TV. It's gross.
It's not okay. Kristen, oh wait, everyone has met Bo except for Sheena. Burn.
Yeah, well, I guess she's never going to meet him if she's living in Marina Del Rey, right?
Certainly not. We get to know a little bit more about Lala's baby bottle, and she said she researched a lot of options for dealing with her anxiety.
She needs to deal with her daddy issues before she does anything about her anxiety.
I love that she's like, you can put ice in your mouth, you can like slap a rubber band against your wrist, or you can suck a dick. And just like,
it's like, why does it always have to go to the next sexual level?
I like, though, and I believe that you probably, like, sucking a dick probably would take away some of your anxiety.
I mean,
like, I think that really tracks for
sex
me.
Is an endorphin.
Yeah, like, I think that, so yeah, like, I see that. But then I've never... I guess I need to Google and do research on where you would find the information that like making a baby bottle is like good for your anxiety.
And why is there not a Reddit on that?
Yeah, I have a lot of Googling to do.
Yeah, we really
because I've never heard of that in my entire life. Like, no therapist. I've never heard of that as like
and
a coping mechanism.
Even if it is a thing, it's definitely not for people of your age.
No. That's like for
maybe like a 7-year-old
toddler.
Oh yeah, a toddler yeah. too. Maybe that's why that gets babies to shut up.
Jax then denies saying James and Kristen hooked up in Mexico where
yeah when
he
definitely started the entire rumor, and that's what made me hate Tom Sandoval even more.
Yeah,
because he's blatantly spreading this rumor, and like, they did not hook up. I firmly believe that they did not
you don't think they did.
I think they had a very deep conversation about their relationship, and like, maybe like that's why James is like, of course, like, we were talking, like, because he never like implied that they were like together, you know?
Yeah, no.
And he was like more afraid that someone like heard them or like what they were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know. It's hard to say because like everyone in the reunion got so like into what was actually said, like what James had said to Jax and Sandoval, and no one really asked like,
well,
did
you guys,
yeah, what were you guys doing? And so they diverted away, and I feel like if they did hook up, we're never going to know about it because it was mutually agreed upon. Like, they both got sidebarred, got their stories straight, and now this is like, we're never talking about this again, and we're just going to say that it was like a total misunderstanding and miscommunication.
Agreed.
But like, I just think it's going to be an eternal mystery. But I think it's very possible that they could have hooked up.
Judging, I mean, but James,
just judging by how lit Kristen was in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, doing the splits and shit.
Doing the splits, and, like, she was just, like, getting fucking wasted, and I could see a hookup happening just, like, from having bad judgment from alcohol.
Something just tells me she was really telling the truth, though. Like, she felt like... I feel like she was in that moment when she was talking to Carter. She was like, fuck, I'm actually telling the truth, and, like, he doesn't believe me, and it's, like, the worst. I could see it in her face, like, this is my karma, like, of doing all this shit. Like,
yeah, you know? Like, she's finally getting it back.
Like, she's like... Ah, fuck. Like, I actually didn't do this. Like, I believe that she didn't do it, but I do think that, like, their conversation was very, like, they just kissed.
Yeah, you know? I think something sketchy happened.
But I don't think they banged.
No, I don't.
Nothing sexual.
I don't super trust that there was, like, nothing happened. I'll just put it that way. I'm not fully trusting. But I don't know what happened. Jax apologized. Oh, Sandoval really pissed me off in this point too, because you could tell he was like trying to have like a spotlight moment where he's like, I said, like,
he's Kristen, always like, trying to have a spotlight moment, yeah, because he never gets a moment. Just focus on this restaurant and Lisa cashing your $50,000 and leave everybody else alone.
Yeah. So Jax apologizes for misinterpreting what James said on the golf course, and that was that.
Yeah.
And now we'll never know.
I feel like Jack seemed very confident in his analysis, though.
I know.
He didn't even want to, like, give it up and be like, that was weird to me. Which I get what you mean. Like, you don't believe that something didn't happen. Maybe he feels the same way. Like,
I think something happened, but I think it got so, like, it got all messed up in, like, the diversion thing of, like, did James say they hooked up? Oh, James said it, but he didn't, and everyone was so drunk and so confused that, yeah, like, the actual truth is now buried underneath just, like,
and
trying to figure out the
missed
semantics of
that moment. Like, someone has to be fired.
Yeah, we need
like, someone must have gotten fired from, like, totally, like, not deciding to film them, like, by the pool, because, like, what the fuck, Vanderpump Rules? We could have had, like, a really lit clarification.
I know, and, like, in the history of the show, like, historically, if someone has, like, been rumored to hook up with someone else, it usually has happened. Like, so yeah. I don't really see why this would be different unless either A, it happened and no one got it on camera, or B, they finally were able to just on the side be like, here's what the story is. We're not having this come out. Cause, like, I can just see Kristen being like, I don't want to go through that again, like, on a show. Like, and you know that she would get, like, a lot more shit for it than James, and just being like, it's a non.
But I want that to happen to Kristen. She needs to save herself to be on this show.
I know. It's really, I feel like her days are numbered.
Yeah. She didn't make it seem like at the end of the reunion, like, she was really into marrying Carter. I have a feeling they're going to break up.
I think that they could break up. Yeah. I need Kristen and Brittany and Sheena to all be single and mingling.
Oh, yeah. Maybe if Kristen's single, she can, like, hop in, and then her and Sheena can, like, stop this weird beef that they have.
Yeah, I would love. Jax talks about flipping out at Sir, and he says
flipping out and flipping off.
Flipping out, flipping off, and he says he came home with no shoes on.
And then the fact that Tom Sandoval had to put him in an Uber like he was about to ride the school bus. Like,
yeah.
What? Why is Tom Sandoval always taking care of Jax like he's this helpless puppy who can't just do anything?
Like, he and Schwartz really, like...
They really defend him. Jax has shit on... And I've always thought this. Jax has a lot of shit on people. I think he really does. And I don't think he really wants to say it.
But he will if need be.
And
I think that's hugely why Schwartz is like...
Yeah, I think
so
he knows a lot more than, like, he lets on. And I find that really weird how they're so quick to defend him.
Yeah.
It's not just because, like, you have this soft spot for him because he changed your life when you came to LA and he, like, you found him off Craigslist, like, whatever. Like,
yeah, it goes beyond bro code into, like, some other, like, darker, more sinister.
It's some other
alliance, weird
shit that he knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jax fucked Brittany, then broke up with her. And then she says that, so she left in her, like, sad Uber because he refused to leave the apartment. And she just, like, went to a random hotel.
Such a douche move for him to stay in the apartment and then feed her dog. And he's like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich now, or, like, warm up a pizza.
But then also she's saying that he immediately started texting her later that day that he was, like, sorry and didn't want to break up. And so then she didn't talk to him for a month and he was refusing to leave the apartment. And so then they would just switch off times, like, based whenever they were in town.
I'm confused by that timeline though? Because that's when their spinoff was like airing, right?
That's when their spinoff was airing, but that's not, I think the spinoff shot the summer before or okay. before like.
Oh, before the filming of Vanderpump Rules.
Might have even happened after the filming of season five.
Yeah. And then it aired like later that summer. Because I remember it was supposed to air like before that summer and then they like pushed it back.
Yeah. So that I think was the timing. Yeah. And then.
So by the time they were like promoting it, they're probably on the rocks. And then,
yeah, they were on the rocks and like they wouldn't do any like press together, I don't think.
No,
and
they didn't.
They ever. Didn't. And I think that that's when they were in their off period. But also the thing about Jax is like, once he feels like he's finally lost something is the moment that he tries desperately to get it back.
Yeah. And that's crazy and psycho.
Yeah. Like, and so that's exactly like, what he did with her. And the not leaving the apartment thing is psychotic.
That is so psychotic. And it's just really douchey. Like, it's just, I feel like he really wanted Brittany to break up with him and she just wasn't getting the message.
Yeah.
And then he finally was like, I just need to do this because like she's sticking by me and like I'm fucking over this.
Yeah.
And he did it. And then he was like, oh fuck. Well, I mean, and now I just feel even more shitty because like he's the one who did it. It's not like a girl who just broke up with him.
And because it's like whenever you have to make a decision like that, like obviously like a breakup is hard. Regardless of like if you're the person being broken up with.
Bang them the night before and mess with their feelings.
Yeah. And like, so it's just like, it's just a mess. And I really think that he was doing some sort of like psychological test on her, like the refusing to leave the apartment and everything and like forcing her, like calling her all the time. And then it just becomes a game. And so now he won the game and then the game proceeded into another step. Like, there's like a new game that happened when his dad passed away and then she had to step up to the plate for him. And so now they're in like, it's just a constant cycle of like gaming each other.
Yeah.
And not really, it doesn't seem like a cycle of like growing and learning and like trying to be in like a committed relationship.
Exactly.
I just don't buy it.
I don't know. I just don't know with them. I really want the best for Brittany, but like, I don't know. I felt for her at the end of the reunion when she was saying like, it's just so hard. Like, everyone was like judging me, but this is like my decision at the end of the day. And I truly feel that things are better.
Yeah.
So I get where she's coming from with that. And I only feel bad for, I usually don't give a shit when people are judging other people's relationships on reality TV. Like, I'm the first to be like, ah, fuck that. But Brittany is just like so sweet to me. I personally don't think it's an act. I think it is weird how they met off Instagram. Like, she obviously knew he was a part of the show.
Yeah.
But I think she really is genuinely a nice person. And I feel like she does genuinely love him. So I just don't know about her. It fucks me up inside that like her mom is like okay whether she's with him or she's not. Like,
yeah,
that's what it seems like to me. So
to me, it just seems like
I feel like she had she needs to talk to her dad, not her mom.
Yeah, I think, I mean, talk about daddy issues. I feel like that is like highly prevalent in this situation, and I also just think that this is like a classic abusive relationship. Like, this is like textbook abusive relationship where it's like someone pushes and pushes and pushes and is so bad and then comes back and it's like, oh, they've changed, like they're nice now, like it's not going to be like that anymore. And it just waits until it cycles through again. And like, I don't want anything bad to happen. Like, I don't wish them bad, or I don't wish Brittany anything bad.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't, I'll just believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I will too.
But all the more reason.
But they
like,
have no business getting engaged, having kids. No. Jax, I don't care who is possessing your body. Do not procreate.
No, absolutely
that
not.
That is the last thing we need.
When Andy asked like Katie and Schwartz if they're going to have kids.
Why was everyone so like weird about that?
I don't know.
They're married. I mean, like, no, they're not the best couple, but like,
I don't think that they should have kids at all. And then Jax was like, we should all have kids together. And just the thought of everyone that,
oh my God, them living in the same apartment,
having
and their
children,
running around with Razor scooters in the hallway of that apartment complex. I'm dead.
Like, I don't know if I can like reconcile a world where the cast of Vanderpump Rules starts like having babies and like raising their children together.
Oh no.
Like, that feels like it's gone too far.
Yeah, everyone was, I feel like there's something going on in Katie and Tom's marriage that we do not know about, because everyone just looked really weird.
Yeah, and they had some like really weird eye contact moments and like side, like, I don't think, I feel like their marriage is probably not in a good place.
You don't think so?
Judging by his like drinking, I just don't think. Like, how could it be?
I mean, he praised her a lot though at the reunion.
Yeah, but he's like,
But I think they've gotten to the point where they know that they're a team, so they need to act like a team. They can't be against each other. So maybe that's
yeah. It. And I think that it's like, it's better to handle certain things off camera than on camera. And they're at that point. I think a lot of them on the show are at that point in their like reality TV careers where now they're wise enough to pick and choose like about their storylines and what you see as an audience versus what they withhold.
Yeah.
And that's like not how they were in the past. And that's why the show was so good, is because they just like let it all hang out. But now I don't know what Katie and Tom's like.
I give them vibe. 7 years. Seven. I give it 7 years of marriage.
Of marriage?
Yeah.
Do you see kids in that 7 year period?
I don't know. Maybe. One.
Maybe one.
One. Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm chilled at the thought of anyone having kids on this show.
If Brittany and
Jax have a kid, that's truly like...
Jax would strike me as a good dad. That I think parenthood would change him for the better. He would strike me as a good dad. I don't think he would be a deadbeat.
I think he would be a deadbeat. I could see him being engaged.
But anyone can... But here's the
but
thing.
But I could also there see him undermining... There are
some people
who are good dads,
but some people are really bad husbands. Yeah. So that doesn't mean anything. If like, it won't change your marriage, that's for sure. But I think he would be a good dad. I stand by that.
They say they want... Jax and Britt want to be together forever. Stassi's man, I think, will be on next season.
I think Stassi's gonna marry this dude.
I kind of get that feeling too.
I get that feeling because she's like really herself around. Like her Instagram story is like, he trolls her, she trolls him. Like they just don't like give a fuck about those things.
Yeah.
And I love that he hasn't watched the show, but like he doesn't like shit on her for being on it.
Yeah.
Like I remember I was listening to her podcast when he was on it and he was like, yeah, like honestly, I was not into you when we first met. I just thought you were one of those girls that went to Nightingale and like got bottle service. He's like, for you, it was a hard no. And I kind of love that he said that, but I love that she wasn't offended at all when she said that. She was like, wait, okay, I get that. Like, I get why you think I'm like that. Like, I get lip injections, like I have all this hair, like whatever. And like then he's like, no, but you're really fucking cool. And like he really hyped her up after. Mm-hmm. And like if Patrick had said something like that, that would have just been like, eh. But like this dude was just like, no, but like you're with me. And I'm just like, oh. And then their whole European trip was just
I feel so like cute. I have like a warm fuzzy feeling.
And she did see that psychic that said that she was going to have kids soon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the psychic, which we never got follow up on either. And I'm still pissed.
Well, we got a follow up kind of on that massive Bravo Watch What Happens Live episode where everyone in the Bravo universe was. And like someone in the audience asked Stassi, like, how'd you feel like that psychic said you were going to have boys in 2019? And she's like, well, fuck, I'm scared. Mm-hmm.
I know, that's right around the corner. She better get cracking.
That's next year.
That's and next year.
It has
year.
To be Beau's baby. Like, yeah. Oh my God, imagine like, if it was like Jax.
Oh my God. If only.
My friend used to want Stassi and Jax to get back together. And I was like, no.
I kind of wanted that. Like, remember at the end of last season when he like apologized to her in New Orleans and they had that like really emotional moment? And I feel like he's never loved someone in the way that he loved Stassi. Mm-hmm. But it's like far too late.
But they did date for a long time.
Yeah, 2 years. It's like a lot.
But he dated Brittany for almost longer.
Now it's been like about 2 years. I feel like maybe that's like his point where he tries to like pull back from a relationship or something.
Because he's like, oh, it's getting too serious.
Yeah. Tom and Ariana say they want to be together forever. But then they also joke that they have this ongoing joke about the kids, and I just don't see them.
Ariana does not want to be with Tom. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm like, I just don't see it. Not... If they're still on different pages about children, like that's something that doesn't change.
I mean, I would not want to have a child just like Tom Sandoval.
I would not want Tom Sandoval to be my baby daddy. No.
I just can't imagine, like, having two of them in the house. I feel like Ariana's just so mellow, and just having two of that, she would just be at her wit's end.
Yeah, I don't see it. How many years do you give them?
I don't know. I feel like Ariana is fine. I don't think that she... Here's my thing about Ariana. I don't think that she's looking for someone to spend forever with. I think she's a true, like... I think she's a true female who's like, I don't need marriage. I don't need kids to be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But I also feel like she only has Tom in her life because she's like, he's convenient for what I not for he's now, good. But like, I just feel like he's just convenient to have around.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point of breaking up with him. That's mm-hmm. just how I feel.
Like, things are fine. They're not necessarily great, but they're also not terrible. So yeah. It is what it is.
You know, we all have that friend that's just with someone just to be with someone. It's not because they have low self-esteem or anything. They're just kind mm-hmm. of like bored. And they're like, well, he's just easy to have around.
Yeah.
And I think
that's like better than being alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kristen says she's cool with Carter and two dogs, a boyfriend and two dogs. She doesn't need to get married. And that was the moment I was like, She made a weird face.
I really thought that Kristen was going to get pregnant with Carter's baby after James Kennedy's mom said that she was barren. Because I was like, just watch Kristen get pregnant right after that to prove it.
But also, here's a dark thought. What if Kristen does have like reproductive issues and James knew about that and told his mom, and that's what his mom like
oh my
was saying.
God, his mom's
awful. Fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
but she seems like a good mom. I like her. She seems like she's a great personality.
I disagree.
No, I agree. I feel like she's so down. Honestly, that was a bitchy thing for her to say, but I was like, she's a funny, like, I know moms who are like that. Like, it's yeah. weird. Like, I think she's like a really good mom, and I feel like she's just outspoken with what she says, and I feel like when like her kids hate someone, like, she hates them back. Like, you know, your parents sometimes are like, even if you hate someone, they're like, well, you have to be nice to them because they're
yeah.
good people.
Yeah.
And his mom's like, no, fuck that. Bitch, like I like that. Like I
See,
like that.
I think that we got a really good glimpse into James's like family situation, and it made me fully understand like why he is the way he is. And then everyone's alluding to like he had to take on a lot of stuff that normally like he wouldn't.
Yeah,
have
why
had.
Are these things?
And I don't know what
they.
I don't know because it's like very vague. But I imagine that it's like maybe his family had a lot of money issues, and he had to be provide some sort of financial support.
Well, but I thought he was like wealthy.
I don't know.
Oh, not wealthy, but like.
But like had money. Yeah, the whole thing is really confusing, but I think his
like
family.
Maybe moving from like London to America.
Maybe, or like he had to get involved with like a lot of legal shit with their divorce. Like it just seems really.
But they just got recently divorced.
Yeah. But like he was like deeply affected by that, and then he has those younger brothers. Like something's really fucked up and dark about
the fact
his
that
family.
He's an older child is
shocking
beyond me.
I truly thought he was an only child.
Yeah, I truly thought that too. And I'm like, where are your brothers, and why are they not on Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, get those Kennedy boys
are
out
they young?
Here.
Are they Nikolai's age?
No, they're like early 20s.
I'm sad we had no Nikolai this
I'm
season.
I'm happy. I'm over Nikolai. I do not like Nikolai.
Oh my god, I just remember like the outrage of Nikolai last year at the reunion.
Oh yeah, people were not,
not
okay
about that. Honestly, it was a little bit uncomfortable to have Nikolai there,
just like in having any sort of child and like an innocent being around the Vanderpump Rules cast is a little TBD.
It is. And he was just, oh god, that was not good.
It wasn't good. Lala and her man, they say they'll be together forever, but he's never going to be on camera, which I respect.
I respect that, but I don't know. A lot of these relationships right now are just, except for like, I don't know. Actually, a lot of the relationships are question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Am I really supposed to believe this? Like, it's Vanderpump Rules. There's no happy ending.
Yeah, I don't know. And they try and wrap it up. They're really trying now to like wrap it up in a nice bow all the time. Like
yeah.
having people make up and like having say that Jax has changed.
There
but
were
I'm
no
like,
makeups really though.
I mean, I guess not. Like,
I just feel like there was a lot of underlying tension with Stassi and Ariana. Like, they just really didn't want to touch on the Jeremy subject. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they just have a truce for now. And like,
they have a truce. And I think that it's like, there's certain things. I just think that there's certain things that we're never going to be allowed to see.
Yeah. They definitely don't want to talk about the domestic violence case.
No.
That is something. Yeah.
They don't want to talk about Stassi's like Me Too controversy.
No. Bravo's always trying to protect people like Stassi though. Like
yeah.
who are big stars on Bravo. Cause they do that with like a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they're just like, well, if we don't talk about it, then it's just kind of not a thing.
Yeah. And if we don't make a big deal out of it, like we wouldn't want to be seen as a network that co-signs someone saying or you're acting in this way, so we're just going to pretend.
And at the end of the day, she did apologize. Like, she wasn't, she didn't backpedal.
She backpedaled for a while and then apologized.
Then apologized.
And like, at the end of the day, her statements about that, like, the big problem is more about like men who are doing this than whatever Stassi Schroeder thinks of it. It's like, that's kind of neither
here nor there. She was not educated about that.
No, that was a really...
She's not watching the Today Show like the rest of us, Laura.
No, she's not like just having like a New York Times like news alert sent to her phone or anything.
She's like, well, E! News didn't tell me that.
Yeah, she's like, so it's the victim's fault. Peter and Ken bring out shots of pasta, which was
awesome. Power move. Loved all of that.
That was so amazing. Gross. It was gross.
It was amazing. And honestly, that looks kind of delicious. Who said, can we chase this with vodka?
I was like truly shuddering at the vodka chaser. But then also, just what seemed gross is that like these shots of pasta looked like they're room temperature or like kind of cold. Like, I just can't imagine that it was
looked
warm.
Like, I feel like they made them like right then and there.
It was like in like a vodka style. It was like penne a la vodka.
Yeah, so it was kind of like alcohol.
Then that's probably why they were like, let's chase it with vodka. Oh,
those paused shots of Sheena, like...
Sheena just like gobbling.
Gobbling on her spaghetti, man. Like it's Eddie Cibrian. Like, oh my God. I will never, ever stop trolling Sheena about Eddie Cibrian, ever.
She needs to be constantly trolled for that.
No, she does.
Because she knew he was married.
She so did. She acted like Google was such a thing of the past.
You cannot date someone for 2 years.
Or think of the future.
Yeah. The reunion ends with like a very weird moment where Andy's like, the Jigster is here. Always good news. God, which is like, what?
Andy Cohen's just like, I like Andy, but he's just like a wannabe like Jimmy Fallon. Like, he just like, I mean, he is late night.
And he's like, late night. I like what he does because I think it's like funnier.
I actually love his job.
And I like there being like, I love like a gay man in late night television.
I like that. And his show is funny and he has gotten a lot of good guests. I love that he has like Jennifer Lawrence. And I love watching his show because you discover like so many like real people are Bravo fans. Like Martin Scorsese. How do you say his
Martin
name?
Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese. I'm like, honestly kind of don't believe that.
Oh, but I believe it. The show has everything that he like would like. Like the drama is very similar to his movies. So I'm like, I get that.
Yeah. You may be right about that. But like also, but I'm just like, oh, he's just like so like corny sometimes.
Oh, he's very corny. And it's like very awkward, but it kind of is like a humanizing factor. Yeah. It's like, but I just live for like a weird moment like that.
But I feel like he gets with Vanderpump. I feel like on The Housewives, he knows he can only press so many people's buttons. But I feel like on Vanderpump Rules, he really does try to get to the bottom of things.
Yeah.
But I just feel like there's just so many cast members and there's so much that happens that he just kind of gets lost in the fray of like which way he's going.
Yeah.
And that's not his fault. That's more of like the producers. Like they should really like organize that better.
Yeah. And like I could have watched like 7 more hours of this reunion.
Yeah.
Like I needed more and I needed more.
If it was 5 parts, I would stick around for that.
Oh, same. Yeah. I think most people would.
Yeah.
So now it's gone and Vanderpump Rules is over.
You're telling me you have to wait till November or maybe December. Or December. When I have to wait till December,
I was
pissed.
If we have to wait until 2019, I'm going to actually jump off a building.
I wonder why we had to wait that long. It usually always comes out in November.
I know. I don't know. But it really threw me for a loop too.
Yeah. I was like, December? Okay. I'm like, seriously? I feel like the season just started.
I know. And it's weird that it's almost been like 6 months. It has been over 6 months of the show, which I need more. Like, I can't. I'm just like, I need
additional episodes, please.
Like, yeah. Like, something's got to give.
Don't you wish DVDs are still a thing and then you could just have your old Vanderpump Rules DVDs?
I know, but like, they have it all on Hulu now.
I know. I do watch them on Hulu every
now and then. I do too. And I'm glad to at least be doing the season one recaps for Patreon because otherwise it would just be like too devastating.
I need to like listen to those. Do you do them by episode?
Yeah. I'm doing like season one all the way through.
Oh my God.
So there's 3 episodes now that are on there and then new ones released every Monday.
Oh my God, I need to watch one then.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and doing this podcast.
No, I'm so excited I got to be here. This is like the best I mean, I've only done one podcast before this, and I really liked that one.
You're a true pro.
But this one was fun because I feel like I had so many opinions.
You have a lot of opinions. I deeply enjoyed hearing your reads on people, and you'll have to come back another time.
Awesome. I can't wait to be back.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
Okay.
If you want to be found.
I do want to be found.
Okay.
So you can find me on my Instagram at Farai, F as in Frank, A-R-A-I, with five I's on Instagram.
Love.
And then I also have my own show on Instagram for a host. His name's Scott Evans, and it's called Scott, Look What I've Got. And I try to do a video where I show him like viral things that happen on the internet.
Love. And it's your show. You're one of the hosts on it.
I'm teaching him. I'm not teaching him, but I'm showing him. Like, for example, my first video is of me showing him who Little Tay is, that little 9-year-old girl who says she's a rapper and is hanging out with every single rapper on the planet but has yet to release a single.
Love.
So that's on his Instagram. I am Scott Evans, and you can also check it out on mine that I just dropped. And yeah.
Love. Well, yes, look Farai up. You will not disappoint. Hopefully we get many more Sir Ali celebrations.
We will. It's so funny. One of my friends texted me the other day. She's like, do you want to go to Sir on Tuesday? I'm like, I honestly might go tonight.
I might too. Down.
Wait, no way, really? Yeah. They might be filming. I just realized.
I know. Well, maybe I'll see you there.
We should try and go.
That'd be
so fun.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about, so we're going to go now, but thank you again.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye. This episode of the Sexy Unique Podcast is brought to you by the following premium sponsor, Lori Wheat. Thanks to you, my babe. It is all happening.
I know I'm feeling because I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.